Michael here, and it's my first exit interview for LEGO Masters on my podcast, Talk Bricks Masters. And if you haven't watched the second episode of the show and you don't want to know who goes home, now is your spoiler warning to get out of here. Don't forget, I'll be back with some more guests for the next episode of the podcast, so be sure to subscribe for more LEGO Masters. So with that out of the way, let's jump into our first exit interview. Hey, Jack and Dawn, so nice to be speaking to you. Just again, not this early is what we would have preferred. But one of the things you said, Dawn, in the episode last night was that this was a fairy tale ride for sure, is what you said. What did all this mean to you, just this experience to get chosen to be on a TV show and what it turned out to be?
It was one of those things where the way when we applied and went through the whole, every step of the process, we kept thinking, oh, you know, it's, you know, we probably aren't going to get any farther than that. You know, we're done. You know, it's no big deal. You know, it was for fun. And it just kept progressing and progressing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got notified. We're actually going to, you know, be on the set. You know, we're going to the studio to do this. And it was, you know, like I said, you know, Jack said, he says, slap me to see if we're really here. And it was one of those things. It's like, it's an experience that we were blessed to have been able to experience together, and something I wouldn't trade for the world, except for maybe a little bit of last night's episode. but other than that, it was awesome. And the fact that we now have these 22 additional new friends that we are constantly in contact with. I mean, it's just hundreds and hundreds of messages every day between us. And it's just crazy how we haven't stopped, you know, and we are already talking about meeting here, or, you know, who's going to, you know, Brick Rodeo, and who's doing this and who's doing that, you know. And so there's so much camaraderie and honest love between these individuals that it just warms my heart.
Yeah, it was very surreal. And at some points it still is today. I have to kind of step on what Dawn said. These are not my friends. These are part of my extended family. I mean, I truly do love these people. They're amazing. I never would have dreamed to be able to be in a competition like this and still have the caring and the compassion and the love that you have between these people. I've never been in a competition. Everything I've ever been in competition-wise was pretty much cutthroat, you know. And it wasn't like this. If you had a shortcoming, people were trying to help you up your game and strengthen your weakness. And that's amazing. That's unheard of in this day and age.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I'm curious about is, was there something that, like, some special thing that you are very good at building that we didn't get to see you build on the show? Like, you were waiting for a challenge where you could show us X or Y. Was there something that you were sort of saving that you were hoping to pull out in a future episode?
I enjoy doing a lot of landscaping in my builds, and we did a little bit with a butterfly, but we weren't really able to touch on it as much yet. You know, and I really had hoped to do something there, although I dabble in so many different techniques. And, you know, I'm constantly learning, you know, and I see somebody does this, and Tips and Bricks does that, shows this, and I'm just like, save this, look at this, you know, Pinterest this. So it's just crazy. So I'm always trying to learn new techniques, and I don't really know if I have a niche yet. Even yet, you know, but there's so much that I just love to do.
I'm still looking for mine as well. I don't really have any specialty technique per se. I like doing figures as well as architecture, though. So different characters. I've done a couple. I did a biker, obviously, for obvious reasons. And then I also did a pianist for the piano build that LEGO just sent me. And they're a little different, but they work. So I'm still learning. I mean, I learned so much from different techniques that people use in the competition that I'm still trying to process it all mentally and apply it.
Yes, definitely. I think we all are continuing to hone our craft there. Was there someone something else that someone else did that you really felt like we should have seen from the first two episodes that didn't make the final cut, like some funny moment or some interesting anecdote that just, you know, the folks at home always want to know some of the behind the scenes fun?
We had a lot of bantering between both of us and then between a couple of the other teams, too. Tim and Zach come to mind immediately because they were next to us. Other than Dawn, Tim was the next oldest person, which he's like 19 years younger than I am. But there was still a bantering between us and old man jokes and things like that.
Yeah, there were a couple times where Jack's off doing something and I says, get back here, old man. Or I'd yell at him something, old man this or old man that. And like, I'm like, I can still do that because he is older than me. You know, and yeah, the banter, the very friendly in good fun bantering that went among, you know, between the teams, whether it was between us and another team or even other, you know, other two other sets of teams, you know, it was just, we just had so much fun together that, you know, I hope that in future episodes, they will show some more of that. You know, they won't have to showcase as many builders as I go forward. So they can, you know, delve a little bit into the actual people and their builds, you know, and how we each get along with each other. Cause it's just remarkable.
The interactions we had in the green room too, while we were offset actually waiting to go on to the set. There was a lot of that and it was amazing. I can't even describe it. I really can't. Just the camaraderie that we had in general.
They were short one meal at one time and Jack hadn't gotten his yet. So Caleb gives Jack his meal. He says, I can wait. You know, so just simple things like that. But it's just that shows the caring of everybody. Trying to watch out for everybody and just the humanistic side of the builders.
Wow. Sounds like a really special group as we are starting to see on the show. My last question really is just around, you know, what's next for you both in your Lego adventure? You know, obviously I keep up with both of you on social media, so I get a taste of it. But, you know, I'd love to get a sense from you, like, what are your goals or what are things that you're looking forward to now that the show's, you know, kind of behind you? What's ahead of you?
Building up my inventory because I don't have a lot of bricks. So I'm trying to increase that. I want to be able to do these mega builds that I see other people do. But with my limited supply, it's hard to even attempt to do it right now. And I'm in the middle of a project right now. And it's like, man, I'm going to have to make a trip to the Lego store or order online or something because I just don't have enough to do it.
Right. I am not done building or learning. And I'm actually going to participate in my first con not this coming weekend, but next weekend. It's virtual Bricks by the Bay. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. And I'm also going to Brick Rodeo. I've booked my hotel and my flight. So I know there are several other Lego Masters from this season that are going to Brick Rodeo as well. So this will be a good chance for us to see some of them. And so I'm dipping my foot into the con pool, you know, we'll see what else comes about. But I try to do, I'm probably going to cut back a little bit on some of the, like the Instagram challenges, just because I did so many and I'm still doing the daily brick limit challenge. I have done one since January 1st. And if I would like to get through the year, but I can't guarantee anything. That's a lot of builds. But I just keep building, and I'm planning a trip with a couple of the other people from Michigan to the Troy store probably next week. So we're going to kind of do a group trip and hang out for a little bit. But just Lego, Lego, Lego. And my husband is supporting, say, you know, very supportive. So that's a blessing.
That's amazing. Well, it was so great to talk to you both again. Thanks so much for your time. While it was, of course, sad to see them go, it was great to catch up with Jack and Dawn. And each week, it's only going to get harder and harder to say goodbye to some of our favorites. But I'm definitely looking forward to episode 3. As even though we're only 2 episodes in, the competition's definitely already heating up. Getting to catch up with Mella and Tyler was just so much fun, and it made me even more excited for everything to come for season 2. And there's going to be more guests from season 1 and other fun episodes to break down, so you don't want to miss it. So if you want to follow along with the podcast, podcast, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it now. And if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to leave us a review as it really helps others find the podcast. If you want even more LEGO content, be sure to check out my YouTube channel, Talk Bricks, where I cover the LEGO news for the week every Saturday. And you can follow the channel on all social media platforms with the username @TalkBricks. And if you want to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook, it's TalkBricksMasters, and on Twitter, it's TBMasters. Thanks again, and I'll see you guys next time.